Hi, I'm Cheryl Hines, and you're watching and listening to Life Minute TV.
We couldn't curb our enthusiasm for catching up with Cheryl Hines virtually from her home in LA last week to talk Curb season 11, her new role on HBO's Flight Attendant, and life in general.
We've been longtime fans since Jack's Big Music Show days.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Yes, this multi-talented actress, producer, and director has been in the game a while, but her best-known role to date, playing another Cheryl in one of America's favorite shows.
It's very surreal to think about a show that's taken 21 years to shoot 11 seasons, and it's just really great to have gone through a lot of life with these people.
What do you think it is about the show that makes people feel so connected to it?
We have a lot of unspoken rules in society, and a lot of us feel like, yeah, I wish I didn't have to go to lunch with the person that I don't want to go to lunch with. But we all do it, and he just says, no, why would I go to lunch with you? You're not even interesting. And you're like, oh no, he didn't just say that. It's just, I think people can relate to it.
Now even more than ever.
Well, that's the funny thing about Larry is, you know, we joke that he was socially distancing way before anybody else was. He's been saying for a long time, he doesn't like people. He doesn't want to be close to people. He doesn't want to shake anybody's hands. And now everybody else feels the same way, which is kind of hilarious.
Although in real life, Cheryl says she would be much more entertained by the things Larry does, there are similarities.
I did go to lunch with Larry in real life before, and this guy stopped and talked to him. Then we sat down, and then the whole lunch, he kept saying, has he left yet? Because I have to use the bathroom, and I don't want to walk by his table. I was like, oh my gosh. Just walked by his table. He said, no, I've said everything. I don't have anything else to say. I don't want to stop and talk to him. I'm like, oh my God, you're driving me crazy.
Hines says showing up for work reminds her of days in summer camp. Everyone is immature and just having a blast.
So Curb is all improvised. There's a story outline, so you know what the story is. And then there are no rehearsals. We don't talk about the scene before we shoot it. And then, yeah, I mean, I'm shooting The Flight Attendant right now. And it's completely opposite, right? Because there's a script. And on Curb, it's all loose.
Guest appearances to expect this season, a slew. Vince Vaughn, Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu, and Tracy Ullman, to name a few.
It's really fun to see her. It's like a dream come true because she's been my idol for so long. So to do a Curb episode and you open the door and she's standing there, it's like, wow, life is good.
Beyond her acting talents, Hines is also an accomplished director and steps behind the camera too.
As a director, I mean, you're the first one on the set and you're usually the last one to leave. And as an actor, you're just waiting in your trailer for them to call you. But as a director, you're responsible for everything, right? The lighting and the performances, and you're talking to actors and you're making sure the sound is right. But it's really rewarding. It's fun to collaborate with so many people because you can't do it by yourself, clearly. So you have the crew and you feel really connected to them when you're directing in a way that you don't really feel when you're acting, just because you're not really around them that much.
And when she's not busy acting or directing, you might find her winning big at the poker table.
I like to play poker with my friends. So that's actually helped me through the pandemic because we'll Zoom together, then we'll play on our iPads and we'll play poker. So it's fun, you know, and it's kept us connected. When I was pregnant years and years ago, because my daughter is 17 now, I was home a lot and I didn't have much to do. And my friend taught me how to play Texas Hold'em. And it's something you can do when you're pregnant. You can gamble when you're pregnant. And I don't know, it was just so fun because it's, you know, it's a nuanced game and you watch the people that you're playing with and you're trying to figure out what they have and you're trying not to let them know what you have. And it's, you know, and then there's some math involved because you're looking, and I'm not good at math.
At 56, Hines looks better than ever. How she does it?
I try not to eat bad things like fried food. And I'm pretty much a vegetarian. You just have to really be disciplined, which is really hard. I do Pilates and I do yoga, and I try to get outside and run around as much as possible.
Beauty secrets?
Moisturize and sunscreen, really. Of course, getting enough sleep, which is not easy. It's easy to say, but it's not easy to do. But also, even if you're not sleeping, but you're lying in bed and relaxing, I count that. So you do that as much as you can. And then, stress is tough on a person. So that's why I think yoga and Pilates is good for me, because I think it helps get you centered, like mind, body, and soul. So those things, I think all a combination of all those things are helpful.
And as for her biggest life tip, it's a good one.
Recognize happiness when you see it, and don't put it off. Don't tell yourself, I'll be happy when I get a better job. I'll be happy when I lose 10 pounds. It's like, if you're feeling joyful and happy, take a moment and say, oh, wow, I feel happy, and I'm grateful I can recognize it. Don't put it off. Enjoy it now. Find the little moments and really enjoy them.
To hear more of this interview, visit our podcast, Life Minute TV, on iTunes and all streaming podcast platforms.